And we're back on this Halloween Eve 2019, Wednesday, October the 30th, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour. Hope you're enjoying the show this morning. We had a great call there before the break. And if you'd like to call in response to that call, give me a call, because this whole thing on North, South, East, and West, and Dunkin' Donuts on Mount Vernon Avenue, it's all very confusing. I think, at least. So give me a call. And as always, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying to get back in. 740-383-9944, because what this all dates back to is the opening of the Dunkin' Donuts on Mount Vernon Avenue next to the Jiffy Lube. Clover Street would be that street in between Carlisle and where Dunkin' Donuts will be. But I just don't understand how Dunkin' Donuts is going to have a road cut in which cars can enter off Mount Vernon Avenue from the east or the west, but can only exit going west. Because it would seem to me, now this just might be my observation, that more people are going to want to exit going east, because there are more things to the east of that spot than the west. You know, Walmart's to the east, Meijer, Big Lots, McDonald's, all those places are to the east. So I would think people are going to want to enter to the east. Now, I understand the thinking is that if you exit west, you'll be in the right side of the traffic, because the west side of traffic is on that side of the road. But I just don't think it's going to work, because I think the people who want to exit Dunkin' Donuts going east are just going to hang a U-ey out of that road cut that's trying to send them west, or they're just going to go out the entrance. Or they're going to go to Clover, that little street there in between, and they're going to exit that way. Or they're going to pull right into the Carlisle parking lot and get out that way. Don't you think this could cause a problem? Am I the only one who has this on my mind? And the Lee Gardens. Now, there is a window on the side of the Lee Gardens. I did look at that last Friday. You know, the Lee Gardens, the Chinese restaurant out by what used to be the roller rink. It's in front of the Reese store out there on Mount Vernon Avenue. There is a window on the side of the building, but I don't know how you order, because I did not see a microphone where you would shout your order into. And I also did not see really a place where you could pull around. I guess you just have to pull to the side of the building. I don't know how the people inside know what you want. So does anybody know the answers to these questions? These are real fact-finding answers we're looking for this morning here on the program. 740-383-9944. Well, we don't have any trivia questions answered yet either. Dunkin' Donuts sells how many cups of coffee every second? I can't believe this question has went on this long. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And you don't have to answer this exactly. If you get within five, I'll give you the answer. How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? It's a high number, higher than I would guess. How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold in the United States? Different flavors, I guess, is what we would say. 740-383-9944, and you can give me the guess there, and if you're in within five, I'll give you the prize, which could be Columbus Zoo tickets, or if you just want to call in and show that you're the smartest person in Marion today, feel free to do that. We have had no guesses on these breakfast food slogans. Now, this is interesting, because we got all the other ones. On Monday, we had three, and we got all three. We haven't even had guesses on these. Now, these are breakfast foods. Does anybody know what these are the slogans for? Here's the slogans. Full of surprises. Does anybody know what full of surprises is a slogan for? The other one, a bowl a day keeps the bullies away. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. That's an interesting one. Or the simpler the better. The simpler the better. Now, does anybody know what those are slogans for? Which breakfast foods those are slogans for? And then the other one, which I don't want you to Google, and I don't think anybody is Googling because we're certainly not getting the right answer, is why was cornflakes invented? Now, do not Google this, because I'm going to know if you Googled it. But I'll tell this story one more time as to where this question came from. I was in the grocery store the other night. I ran into a guy. We got talking about cereals. He said, do you know how cornflakes was invented? I said, no. He told me. I said, that's got to be a joke. He's pulling my leg. It's got to be a lie. I went and I looked it up, and holy moly, it's true, as far as we can tell. So I want to know why you think cornflakes was invented without Googling it. And I'll know if you Google it, because I think you probably might not say it right if you Google it. Because when I Googled it, there's a whole lot of stuff there that probably is not true, but the real reason is there if you do a little research. But don't Google it. I want to see if anybody knows. So, the questions are, how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? How was cornflakes invented? Why was cornflakes invented? Which cereal has the slogan, full of surprises? Which cereal has the slogan, a bowl a day keeps the bullies away? And which cereal has the slogan, the simpler, the better? Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour. And if you have anything you want to comment on this whole Dunkin' Donuts situation, which apparently has taken over this program in the last few days, we have not had this kind of... we just haven't had this kind of input since the whole apple butter conversation that went on and on and on. All right, let's see if we got an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Who is this, Kenny?
Scott.
Oh, it's Scott. It's George.
Hey, George, how are you?
Charlie's on today, isn't he?
He is. He'll be on from 10 to 12.
Am I supposed to be with him?
You know, I don't know. I know you were on with him last week, George. I'm sure he wouldn't mind if you're free and would like to come on with him.
I don't want to come on if somebody else is there, you know. I mean, I don't know what Charlie's schedule is. He hasn't called me. I tried to call him, but I couldn't get an answer. So I'll just come in and be with him today then, okay?
That sounds good. 10 to 12. See you then, George.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Now you know what's going to come on this morning from 10 to 12. And if Charlie's listening, now he knows. I don't think Charlie has a guest, to my knowledge. But apparently we'll have another week with George Kasotis and Charlie Evers this morning, 10 a.m. till 12. That was a great week last week when George and Charlie get into the old Marian topics. That's always fascinating. Does anybody have an answer to any of these questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. The phone lines are open. Now, here's a story I wanted to tell, because I was trying to remember this story the other night, and I could not remember it, because, you know, there are certain tragedies in your life. I think you block them out. And this was something I blocked out, and then the other night, a lot of things apparently happened in this grocery visit that I had Monday night, because Monday night I bought this hamburger that gave me all kinds of problems this morning. I was in the cereal aisle, which is where I got the cornflakes question, and I saw this item, which eventually led me to remember this story so I can tell it exactly right. Now, this story probably happened 5 years ago, so we're going back a little ways. Now, I'm going to tell this story in its entirety, and this is an absolute true story. Everything I'm about to tell you is based on a true story involving myself. Now, here is what happened. I was home on a Friday night, and it was winter. It was probably January. Snow on the ground, snowing, blowing, cold outside. Okay. So I'm home, and I decide that I'm going to clean the house because there's nothing else much to do. So I start cleaning, you know, dusting and wiping things off, and I get to the carpet, and I think, okay, I'm going to clean this carpet because it just, you know, it needed to be worked over a little bit. So what happened was I, you know, the powder, the white powder that you can pour on the carpet that'll make it smell better and that whole sort of thing. Well, I pour this powder, like the Arm & Hammer powder, all over the carpet, and you're supposed to let it set for like 15, 20 minutes, something, I guess, so the smell of the Arm & Hammer can permeate the carpet. So I've sprinkled this all over the carpet. Now, remember, it's winter outside. So I've done this. Now I decide that there's a part of the carpet that really needs to be cleaned because it looks like something has been spilled there. So I had borax. Now, this is the item I could not remember. Borax, which is essentially a poisonous material. You know, you do not want to ingest borax. So I had this borax, which is also a white powder. So I had already sprinkled the Arm & Hammer stuff all over the carpet to make it smell better. And now I've put the borax down, and I'm cleaning up this certain area with borax. Okay, white powder as well. Well, at the end of this 20-minute treatment to your carpet with the Arm & Hammer, I decided that you have to vacuum it up. Because that's how it goes. You've used this before. You have to get the vacuum cleaner out and vacuum up this white stuff now that has permeated your carpet. So I get out the vacuum cleaner, and I'm vacuuming the floors. Okay, so it's all going up in the vacuum, and everything is hunky-dory. And all of a sudden, the vacuum gets clogged. Now, I don't know, maybe it was an old vacuum cleaner, maybe it was a bag issue, I really don't know what happened. But the bag got clogged. Toward the end of me vacuuming up all of this Arm & Hammer and stuff. So, I decide that I'm going to unplug this myself. Do you see where this story's going? Okay. So, I am unplugging. I turn off the vacuum cleaner, and I'm unplugging the vacuum cleaner so I can get the rest of this white stuff, this Arm & Hammer, whatever, off my carpet. Well, while the vacuum's off, I think I've got it unplugged, and I think everything's okay. It looks good. I think, okay, we're in good shape. So I'm looking down into the vacuum. I've taken the end off the vacuum, so now I just have the hose. And I'm looking down into the vacuum to make sure it's unplugged. And I thought, well, I'm going to flip this thing on and see if it, you know, sucks up properly. So I hit the button for the vacuum cleaner. And somehow, instead of hitting, what do they call it? It's not called, you know, instead of hitting suck, where it sucks up everything, I hit blow. So I'm looking down this nozzle. You follow me here? I'm looking down this nozzle, and what you can see happens is there anything I can help you with? Tickets. Oh, what's the name?
Anderson.
Oh, let me get these for you here.
And Allie,
okay. So it's two zoo tickets. Two sets of zoo tickets?
Yeah.
Yep. There you are.
Allie has one also.
Oh, okay. So there's three altogether?
There's two.
Two. There you go.
No.
Two sets?
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. We like your station.
Well, I appreciate it.
by the time she got to Caledonia, she lost her signal.
Oh.
Because she drives the galleon every day.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I told her it's not the strong signal. It's
That's right. It's the LPFM one. Yeah. Well, that's a nice dog. What kind of dog is that?
He's a mix. We got him from the Humane Society.
Oh. Oh, great. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right. So what we're doing is, now I think I've left you off at a pertinent part in this story, is where, you know, instead of sucking in the stuff that I've done with the vacuum cleaner, I now hit blow. And of course, you know what happens. All of the white stuff blows out of the vacuum cleaner and blows right into my face. So at this point, I look like a mime, because now I've got all this stuff on my face, white stuff. And I figure, well, this is okay. And I had to open up the door, because now this white stuff is floating in the air and the oxygen in the room. So I have to open up the door. It's the dead of winter. This stuff is going out the door. And I think, oh, well, what can you do? I got to wipe this stuff off my face, because it's kind of went in my eyes and it's kind of went everywhere. I might have even ingested some of it, because I did not realize it was going to blow in my face, or I would have worn goggles. So it blows in my face. Then at this point, as I'm starting to clean everything up and I've got the door open and it's like 10 below outside, I realize that while I was vacuuming this up, see, we have to go back in time here. While I was vacuuming all this up, there was borax on the floor. It wasn't just Arm & Hammer white powder. It was borax, which is a heavily poisonous cleaner. So now I've blown borax in my face and possibly into my eyes, and I'm possibly ingesting borax through the air because it's floating all through the air because of what happened with the vacuum cleaner. So at this point, I think I'm going to die because I'm alone. I figure, well, this is going to be it. I'm either going to die at this point from ingesting the borax, or I'm going to go blind from blowing this borax into my eyes. So panic sets in. So for about 2 minutes, I'm panicked. And then I think to myself, wait a second. I know how to get out of this. I know how to save myself. And does anybody know what I thought of? I bet you do. Some of you do. This is what came into my head as I think I'm dying from borax poisoning. I think I'm going to go blind. This pops in my head.
1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222 Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222
So immediately that popped in my head. I thought, oh, I'm saved. And I'm going to finish this story in just a second because we've got somebody on the line. Go ahead, caller. Nope, the caller's not there. We'll come back. Caller, if you want to call back, give us a call. 740-383-9944. So I hear that ridiculous jingle in my head. And I think, oh, I'm saved. Because this is the Poison Control Hotline. You know how to deal with stuff like this. They know how to deal with somebody who's blown borax in their face and blown borax in their eyes. Because they deal with people who've been bitten by a snake, people who are drinking antifreeze. They're going to know the answer. So I know the number, 1-800-222-1222, because of that ridiculous jingle, ridiculous PSA. So I dial it. And somebody gets on the phone, and I think I had woken them up. They sounded like they were asleep. It was like 7:30 on a Friday night. So they, okay, poison control hotline. I say, okay, I say, here's the deal. I say, you know, I was vacuuming. I vacuumed borax into the vacuum cleaner. I have blown it into my face. I'm going to go blind. I'm going to die. It's in the air. What should I do? You're the poison control center hotline. Now, this is what you don't want somebody at the poison control center hotline to say. They said, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. That was their answer to me. That's a tough one. What do I do? That's a tough one. And they said, how much borax did you blow in your face? And I said, well, I didn't have a measuring cup or a beaker when I did it, so I don't really know how much I've ingested at this particular point. Okay, well, here's what I think you should do. Now, see, now it becomes an opinion, I guess. Here's what I think you should do. From the guy says, I don't think you should worry. Okay, well, I don't think you should worry. Ingesting borax is not a problem. Okay. And then he says, but if you start to have problems, call 911. And I said, well, the reason that I called you was because I wanted to know if I should do. Well, I don't think there's any worry here, but if you start to have problems, call 911. And I said, well, what problems should I be on the lookout for? And he had no idea. And that was my experience with the Poison Control Center hotline. Now, I'm not saying it hasn't changed, because that was 5 years ago, and maybe it's changed, and maybe I just got a bad operator. But, as you can tell, the moral to this story is, I lived, I can still see, but be careful of what you're doing. You never know what might happen with borax and a vacuum cleaner and the Poison Control Center hotline. Now, that's my story for the day. Now, what do you think? And do any of you have a story like that? Have you ever had a panic episode like that? Has something ever happened in your life that would mirror that story? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I bet you did not know that. See, that was a true story. 100% true. And I remember it so well because of the panic that had set in. So, there you go. That's the reality story of the morning, the time I about died from borax poisoning. What a thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, when that happened, why didn't you just jump in the shower and at least wash it off of you?
Well, I thought about that, but I thought, I wonder if it's already in the eyes, and it was kind of floating around in the room, the white powder, and I didn't know if I had to get out of the air or how to get it out of the room I was in.
But I know when they taught us a lot in health class and everything, if you ever get anything in your eye, make sure you flush your eyes out really good and just stand under the shower and let it. I even put it on pulsate at one time when I think I got some gas in my eye or something.
Now, do you know exactly what the contents of borax are? I just know it's a heavy, poisonous...
Well, the only thing I know, Mom used to use it, you know, it's a detergent, you know. Yeah. 20-butene borax, you know, it's been around a long time. Well, yeah, I use it. I'll tell you what I used it for, and I used it on a different phase. I bought some of it and put it in hot water because... carpenter ants was killing my ponderosa pine.
Oh.
And I sprayed it on the, it said spray it on the holes that you find, and I did, and it saved the tree. So,
well,
that was That was another avenue to say.
Well, I know it can kill, but you're probably right. I should have jumped in the shower, but what I was worried about being alone is that if I was taken ill, that there was nobody else there, and I thought, well, you know, this poison control hotline, I would consider Borax a poison, that they might be able to help me with this one.
Yeah, but I think whoever answered that phone ought to be replaced.
Well, I think so, too. It could have led me down a wrong direction.
I mean, you know, if that's the type of answers that poison control is given, hell, you don't need to call them.
Well, I thought, well, maybe.
All right, well.
Thank you for calling.
We'll talk again.
Bye-bye. See, I just thought maybe I got a wrong number. Or maybe I got a wrong person. Or maybe I got somebody who had been there too long that night. They were tired. It was a cold night. Maybe somebody didn't show up and they had to work a double shift. You never know. Did anybody else listening ever have one of these experiences? It's a strange thing when something like that happens. Because you don't know what to do. Like the little jingle says there. Or what do you think of that particular story? 740-383-9944. Now, we still have our trivia questions here. Not much luck with these this morning. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? Why was cornflakes invented? Don't Google it. How was cornflakes invented? What breakfast foods have these slogans? Full of surprises, a bowl a day keeps the bullies away, and the simpler, the better. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. I have a little funny, well, it's kind of funny, but kind of sad story the sweeper. My daughter-in-law's uncle had passed away, and he was cremated. And they put him in a box, of course. Well, a few months later, the widow decided she wanted him put in a container. And so, but she just couldn't do it herself. So she told my daughter-in-law's dad, he says, I'll do it for you. So he put it, went over to her house, and he was pouring the ashes into the container, and the oscillator fan went flying by, and Uncle Dick went all over the living room.
Oh, no.
Yes. When my son told me this, I said, oh, that's not true. He said, I'm telling you, he went all over the living room. And so then my daughter-in-law's mom says, well, Dick, you should have known better. And he says, well, how would I have known? But, yeah, Uncle Bob went all over the living room, and part of him went in the container, and part of him went in the sweeper rag. So that's all I got to tell you.
No, that's good. But so where is Uncle Bob today?
Uncle Bob's all over the... Well, partially in the container, and partially went in the sweeper rag. It's funny, but it's not funny.
No, I know. It's one of those things that happened. Did you just discard the sweeper bag? Was the sweeper bag just discarded?
I don't know that part of the story. I don't know if they kept it on the mantle in the above the fireplace or what, or if it did just go in the trash. I don't know. Uh-huh. But when my son told me that, I said, oh, that's not true. He said, I'm telling you, it's true.
Well, I love that. That's a great story. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, see, those are the type of stories we want. Poor Uncle Bob. See, that's another thing I've got against cremation, that something like that could happen. You know, you'll end up in a sweeper bag and getting blown all over a room. Who needs that? I think if I'm buried, people will just say, okay, he's buried. Forget about it. Does anybody else have a story like this? That certainly fit in the mold there. And I know we all have stories like this. That's the thing, because we are human beings, and we're all nuts, and we all make mistakes, and things like this happen. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just like this whole Dunkin' Donuts episode. Now, you might be tired of me talking about this, but I'm telling you, you just wait. Mark these words. That when they open up that Dunkin' Donuts on Mount Vernon Avenue, there are going to be people trying to exit that place both east and west. And you can put all the turnstiles and signs and whatever you want in there, it's going to cause a problem. And we just hope nobody will be hurt in that particular problem. So, do you want to comment on that? Do you have a story about or a comment about My Little Borax episode this morning with the Poison Control Center hotline? Do you have an episode like that yourself where maybe you were about poisoned or got something in your eye or ingested something you shouldn't have and you live to tell the story we just heard about the cremation remains of Uncle Bob was very interesting. Give me a call here. We'd love to hear those stories. 46 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Don't forget Charlie Evers coming up 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon with George Kasotis this morning, it looks like. Progressive Life with Glenn Kobel, 12:10 to 1. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7, right here today on WWGH Radio. All right, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We don't have the answers to our trivia questions yet. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Which cereals have these slogans? Full of surprises, that's one. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away, that's two. The simpler, the better. Does anybody know those cereal slogans? Apparently nobody does. I can't believe these have become so hard to get. Or do you know why cornflakes was invented? And don't Google it. I want to know the un-Googled answer, as bizarre as it is. 740-383-9944. All right. What else can we get into here this morning with 13 minutes left to go? Boy, there's a lot of upheaval in town about Halloween. I don't know what's going on. It's supposed to be cold tomorrow or rainy or something, and people don't want Halloween to be on Halloween night. I don't know what all this problem is, but you see it on Facebook and you hear it in the community, and thanks, our Halloween is going to be on Halloween night. I believe it's always been on Halloween night in Marion, unless it's on a Sunday. I know when Halloween's on a Sunday, the 31st, they do move it. But I don't know what all this upheaval is about Halloween this year. Does anybody know what that's all about? Why are people so upset? Because I would think if it's raining or it's cold and you don't want your kids to go out and trick-or-treat, well, don't go if you think it's going to be bad news. That's what I would think. But that's just me. Go ahead, caller.
What you talking about today?
Well, today the topic is people seeming to be up in arms about Halloween being tomorrow in Marion. And people don't like the fact that it's tomorrow. I think because of the weather, I think, is the main reason. Have you heard anything different?
When I was in city council Monday, I thought it was interesting that they voted that trick-or-treat should be on Halloween night. I kind of wondered myself why it was never on Halloween night. It was always on the 30th or the Saturday before. Now it's on Halloween night. And well, when I was a kid, we used to have trick-or-treat on Halloween.
Right.
It makes perfect sense to me.
Well, in Marion, it has always been on Halloween, unless Halloween was on a Sunday. Now, if Halloween's on a Sunday, then they move it. But in Marion, it's always been on Halloween, so I'm not sure why they'd be voting on this again, because it was on Halloween night last year.
Yeah, well, I was kind of, it's kind of interesting to me, too. I was more interested in the grant for the revitalization for downtown, but I said, when they said there, this was considered non-council business, so they went ahead and voted Halloween for Halloween. And it's like, they're wondering about the weather on Halloween. Well, if they were going to have it tonight, you'd have to wonder about the weather tonight, because it's starting that misty rain again. So, I mean, what are you going to... when else are you going to have Halloween if it's not on Halloween? Are you going to have it on the 1st of November? Which is Friday?
Maybe they should just move to April.
I mean,
I'm not sure what has caused the upheaval, because for years and years and years, it has been on Halloween, and I don't know. I mean, we've had bad weather Halloweens before. It's not like it hasn't happened. The kids are only out there for, what, an hour, hour and a half? It's not very long. And if it is really bad weather, well, then I just wouldn't send my kid out. There are all these trunk-or-treats and candy events that people can go to. I'm not really sure why this has caused such a stir this year.
Well, in my recollection, they didn't call it Halloween, they call it something else, but the trick-or-treat nights in some years were on the 30th. So, I was like, I didn't understand why it could never be on Halloween. There was one night that it was on Halloween, but of course it was 70 degrees outside. Nobody was complaining then. I was back in 2007. And they had Halloween then. But I didn't even understand why it was an issue. But I guess it's an ordinance. If there's an actual ordinance that was on the books about when the hours of trick-or-treat would be, and which was supposed to be from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., but as the mayor said, we're not going to come after you if you decide to give out candy at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or if you decide to stay, keep your lights on until 8 o'clock at night. I just thought it was really weird.
Well, it just seems to me like another case where people are getting a little uptight. I think we've just become an uptight culture, and I think, I don't know, we have a weird thing going on in society right now where we're much more concerned about other people than ourselves. And I think if we were just more concerned about ourselves than other people, and let people take care of what was going on with other people, I don't think we'd have so much trouble. But I think a group of people gets angry and they say, well, how can you do that? How can you have Halloween on Halloween? Halloween's supposed to be cold and rainy and all this. And then everybody goes nuts. And I don't understand that. If you just made the decision for yourself, and we don't even know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. We can look at the forecast, but who knows what it's going to be like from 5:30 to 6:30. It seems to me like, once again, we're worried about everything except about our own self.
Well, it was, it could have been worse. I mean, when you live down in Forest Mates and why they have this is because Halloween used to be a little bit more violent. And I'm not talking about straight cats either. I'm talking about where I used to come from when I was a child of southwestern Virginia. They used to sit there and cut trees down and drop them in the road so that you had to sit there and get out and pull the tree out of the way to sit there and continue to drive. And if you'd missed, well, you'd end up in a wreck. Or they'd throw water balloons at you. Pretty tame, or they throw rotten eggs at you, or throw bottles at the cars and stuff like that. You know, that happened quite a bit during Halloween. They got rowdy.
It's interesting. It is definitely an interesting topic, but I certainly appreciate you calling in this morning.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. Does anybody have any thought on this whole Halloween thing as we go into it tomorrow? It is going to be tomorrow. It is going to be Halloween, as it's always been here in Marion. I've been in Marion a long time now, and to my recollection, it's always been on the 31st, unless it's on Sunday. And then if the 31st falls on a Sunday, it's put off till another day. But I don't understand what people are so exercised about Halloween being on Halloween night. You know, there are so many of the trunk-or-treats that go on. If you don't want to trick-or-treat on trick-or-treat night, you can go to the trunk-or-treats or do something else. Try something different. I would think we're a lot more resourceful than this. Do you have any thoughts? 740-383-9944, 55 minutes past the hour. Would love to hear from you. Still have our trivia questions here. Why was cornflakes invented? Does anybody know the slogans? Which cereals are these the slogans for? Full of surprises. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. The simpler, the better. Those are three different cereals. Does anybody know what those are the slogans for? Full of surprises, a bowl a day keeps the bullies away, and the simpler, the better. Does anybody know those cereals? Or why cornflakes was invented? Don't Google it. Dunkin' Donuts sells how many cups of coffee every second, and how many different types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold in the United States? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Other topics of conversation this morning have been the Dunkin' Donuts layout over on Mount Vernon Avenue. And again, because we got a question about this on our Facebook page, as my understanding is, Dunkin' Donuts will be located next to the Jiffy Lube and Carlisle. That spot in between there, which used to be a hair salon, which I imagine they'll tear down to build the Dunkin' Donuts. All right, 740-383-9944. But the parking situation, as well as the exit and enter, I think is going to be the big problem there. Also, any comments on the Halloween situation going on? You know, I can't get that out of my mind. What a sad story that is, with Uncle Bob being cremated and then getting sucked up in the vacuum cleaner and blown all over the room, ending up in the vacuum cleaner bag. Interesting stuff. Does anybody have a story like that? 740-383-9944. We did have two winners today pick up their prizes. That was fun. I think it was Tammy Weber and Allie Hest, two new winners here on the station. And that brings me to the point, if you do get outside the listening area, you can listen to us on the free TuneIn app. It's an app you can download on your phone, absolutely free, called TuneIn. And then you search WWGH, and that's how you find us. And you can listen to any broadcast live here on the station anywhere in the world. But, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is what we're talking about here. The proliferation of Dunkin' Donuts in to this town. Now, has anybody ever come to the conclusion as to why donuts are not on the menu at any restaurant? I've never really heard a good explanation of that. I should have asked George Kasotis that. Why donuts are not on the menu at any restaurant? That only at donut places or things of that nature that they end up being on the menu. But who knows? Don't forget, the Charlie Evers Show comes up today, 10:10 until 12 noon, A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m., and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7, tonight right here on WWGH Radio. And that Sunday Sermon also airs on Sunday from 6:10 until 7 p.m. We got about a minute left in the program today. If you got something to say or something you want to answer, give us a call. We got a minute left. 740-383-9944. Had a book I was going to get into today about the best things anybody ever said. 2,548 quotes. Maybe we'll get into that tomorrow on Halloween morning. Maybe we'll have some Halloween trivia tomorrow. Does anybody have any interesting Halloween traditions? Maybe we'll talk about that. I know the way people carve pumpkins is a lot different than it used to be. Everybody kind of did the jack-o'-lantern face. Now you can carve anything into a pumpkin. Some people paint the pumpkin. You know, hairspray? How you preserve a pumpkin? I think Heloise said that last year, that you preserve a pumpkin by dousing it in hairspray. And that's the best way to preserve a pumpkin. Anyway, that's all the time we have today. Hope you had a good time. Be back tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m. Charlie Evers coming up in just a few seconds. I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the service or something?
Choose to answer on the grounds.
Yeah,